This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right. Okay. This is good. Oh, this is excellent. Oh,
stop pacing, can't you?
Yeah, you need to rest. Someone just tried to kill you.
Not just someone. Cleopatra! The Queen of Egypt tried to kill me! She's finally given me something I can work with. We need to move fast. Get the ball rolling before she even knows her attempt failed. Lepidus, you don't have to put your hand up. What is it?
If the immediate crisis is over, could we all get some shut-eye?
It has been a long night.
No one is going to bed. Can't you both see what an opportunity this is? We finally have some leverage. Confronted with this, and we can make her do whatever we want. She sent an assassin identified by two high-status witnesses.
Mate, I haven't said anything.
Not you. Octavia.
What? Me?
Are you all right, my dear? You look absolutely washed out.
Never mind that. You recognize the girl. Who is she?
She's an actor. From my company.
Not a bad move, planting a spy in my sister's little hobby. Did you know?
Know what? No, Gaius, of course not. I didn't know she'd try to kill you.
I should hope not. I meant, did she give any hint that she worked for Cleopatra? Anything at all?
No.
You're sure?
Yes. I knew nothing.
I mean, I directed the best play Rome's ever seen, and I didn't recognize her from it.
How could you when they're masked? Though that voice was familiar. Or wasn't she serving Cleopatra at that ghastly Crown Jewels play?
I don't know. I wasn't there. Could you swear to it?
I don't have to. Not when we have the testimony of our esteemed colleague Lepidus.
Gosh. Really?
You're joking.
Octavia, go to bed. You two will continue this in my study. One way or another, Cleopatra is ours.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 17, To Summon a Queen.
Your whiskers.
Oh, thanks, old man.
So, the assassin.
Charmian, yes. What about her?
You've seen her with Cleopatra.
Oh, yes. She was always beetling in and out, running errands, that sort of thing. You remember, Mark? She was serving you at the sexy party.
Was she?
Come on, it was only the other night.
Well, the problem is, I might have been drinking.
Damn it, Mark, you can't have been that drunk. We spent the night dealing with senators, remember?
Mate, I can do anything when I'm drunk. It actually makes it easier.
Mark? Oh, good gods, Mark. When you didn't come home tonight, I thought... Gaius.
Hello, Fulvia.
You're here.
In my house? Yes. Does that surprise you?
No. No, no, no. Where else would you be? I just mean you're not in bed.
It's been a busy night. Although, thanks to your husband, not a terminal one.
Thanks to my husband.
Well...
He saved Gaius from an assassin.
Did he?
Yes, most exciting.
Shut your gob, Lepidus.
Oh, don't be modest. If it weren't for Mark here, then Gaius would be a stone-cold corpse right now.
I see.
We'll talk about it later.
First thing tomorrow, I'm going to call Cleopatra here and demand that she accede to our terms.
Is that really going to work?
She tried to assassinate a Roman head of state while she was a guest on Roman soil. She can't risk us going to the Senate with this, or the people. She'd never leave this city alive. Probably start a war.
Maybe.
Her only move is to keep us quiet. We can ask what we like. Feed our veterans. Pay them off. We could even make her settle them in Egypt.
Gaius, you're overlooking one thing. You haven't any proof that Cleopatra sent the assassin.
Both Lepidus and Mark will testify.
Oh, you'll be testifying, will you, Mark? That's nice.
Well, you see...
Right, that's settled. The moment day breaks, I'm going to summon Cleopatra to face an inquiry.
Whoa! Summon her. That's really going to piss her off.
She's the Queen of Egypt, not a household slave.
She tried to murder a head of state. She'll do what I bloody well tell her. Meeting adjourned.
Honestly, Mark, where do I begin?
Even a leopardus would find it hard to scrub his own murder plot.
The situation was complex.
You're a professional soldier. Killing people is literally your whole job.
A battlefield and a bedroom
but
are not...
But you were just getting warmed up, weren't you? Because not only did you fail to kill him, you also made sure that Cleopatra couldn't kill him either.
I was unlucky, that's
and then,
all.
For a finishing touch, you offered to identify the assassin in public as someone on Cleopatra's personal staff. What do you do for an encore?
Oh, come on. How was I supposed to get out of that?
Lie, maybe?
At least I didn't get caught. He thinks I saved his life.
Great. So the guy we're trying to get rid of thinks you're a hero, while the person we're trying to get on with is going to see you condemning her for attempted murder.
All right. I'm sorry. Is that what you want?
No. What I want is for you to kill Gaius, take Rome and make me an empress.
We've never had an empress.
Well, I want to be the first.
Look, he won't be around forever. If we can't pay the armies, I'll make sure Gaius takes the fall.
And how do we make sure you don't take the fall with him? They should have been paid weeks ago. They're not going to wait forever.
Well, maybe this plan of his will work. Putting the boot into Cleo.
Oh, she's too clever for that.
Yeah, but what if I side with him and testify?
And turn our greatest foreign ally into our greatest enemy.
Okay, I'll side with her then. Done.
No, don't side with anyone.
What should I do then?
Just try to get through the day without pissing anyone off. Will you do that?
For you, I'll try anything once.
Oh, cut it out! Siddiqui, you're certain that Charmian hasn't returned?
I am, madame.
You checked her bed.
It was cold, madame.
What is the girl playing at? Has she betrayed me? Oh, she wouldn't. Would she? Ah, Siddiqui, stop worrying.
Yes, madame.
Enter!
Your Majesty, forgive my intrusion, but I'm charged with summoning you to the Domus Carinae.
Summoning me? On whose authority?
A triumvir of Rome.
Which one?
Gaius Octavius, ma'am.
Ugh, shit.
Do we have to sit in a row like this? We look like kids waiting for the teacher.
We're presenting a united front.
I rather like it. Feels cozy.
And why'd you have to drag us all the way to Domus? Couldn't we have cracked on at your place?
It's traditional.
Speaking of traditions, it's my birthday.
No one gives a flying fig where we hold a private meeting.
I disagree.
I was thinking of throwing a party. Maybe about 300 people?
Not now, Lepidus.
Sorry. I'll bring it up later.
No, don't do that either. Gaius.
I know. She's here.
Well, this is tense.
Shut up.
Queen Cleopatra of Egypt.
Well?
Your Majesty, thank you so much for joining us on such short notice.
May one ask why it was necessary?
I just felt now might be an ideal time to renew our negotiations. I don't know about you, I felt they rather stalled of late. But I have a very good feeling about their direction going forward.
What?
Now, we expect you to grant us a substantial injection of funds and resources, in addition to settling rights for a few thousand soldiers on decent arable land within your domain. Don't worry, we're not asking for the cream here, just somewhere they can dig.
Stop. You know very well I rejected far more favorable terms than this the last time we met. Why on earth would I now agree to daylight robbery?
Well, the situation is somewhat altered now, is it not?
Is it? I don't see how.
Don't you? Well, we do, don't we, gentlemen?
I'm afraid we do.
Mark?
Well...
Maybe this is a Roman custom with which I am unfamiliar. But in Egypt, we get to the point.
Our point is, we feel, personally, that trying to assassinate a head of state while you're a guest in their country may slightly weaken your bargaining position.
Especially when you get caught.
Could you run that past me again?
Cleopatra, you have attempted to thrust a dagger into the heart of the body politic, and now you must answer for the consequences. Guards, bring in the prisoner!
So you're the heart of the body politic, are you? What does that make me?
It's liver.
Girl, you know who we are? Speak.
Yes, I do, sir.
And can you identify this woman?
This woman, sir?
Yes.
I don't know them, sir.
Imagine my surprise. And you, madam, will presumably tell me you've never seen this girl before in your life.
Correct.
I thought so. Well, fortunately for justice, we don't need to rely on your word. Lepidus?
Hello.
Last night, a girl was apprehended in the act of trying to kill me.
That's right.
You told us you'd seen that girl numerous times before, while you were living under the same roof.
Yes.
Would you recognize her if you saw her again?
Yes.
And can you see that girl in the room with us today?
Yes.
Can you point her out to us now?
Yes, there she is. Look, throw the book at her.
We will. Well, Your Majesty, have you anything to say?
Wait.
The prisoner wishes to speak?
Sir, am I in the presence of the great Cleopatra, Queen of the Nile?
Ha ha ha! So you have heard of her. We rest our case.
No, we don't.
She is renowned as the most beloved and wise ruler in the world. Madame, I grew up hearing stories of your magnificence, but to find myself in your presence...
Get up, child.
Enough of these theatrics. Mark, do you want to weigh in here?
Me?
Yes. You've been uncommonly quiet so far.
Mark, when I awoke last night, you were in my room, having just caught this girl red-handed.
Paddy, really? How very heroic.
Indeed,
how fortunate you happened to be in the area at the right time.
Yes.
And you can vouch that the girl is in Cleopatra's employ, can't you?
About that.
Yes.
I was at Cleopatra's party, and I was being served drinks. And it might have been her. But I can't say for sure.
Mark?
I wasn't paying attention. I mean, you were there. Did you see her?
Well, no, but you did. She was serving you drinks, wasn't she?
Sorry, chum. When you've seen one servant, you've seen them all.
Great. Thanks, Mark. Terrific.
So, to be clear, the only reason you think I'm linked to this young woman is because Lepidus says so?
He is a triumvir, and you will treat him with respect.
Oh, certainly. Very respectable. Practically venerable. At this age, it must be tricky to remember details.
She was with you on the ship when you first arrived. I met you both.
Huh. Was that the occasion where you set yourself on fire?
Yes.
And fell over the side?
Yes.
And nearly drowned?
Yes.
Oh, you don't think you may have bumped your head, or suffered from shock, or been otherwise confused?
Well, it's possible.
You're often confused, aren't you?
Oh, frequently.
And has anyone ever trusted your word before?
Not really.
No.
No. I withdraw my testimony.
What?
Well, if that's all you've got.
Not so fast. You smuggled the girl inside my sister's theatre company. In all her plays. I even saw her serving you at the first one.
Well, if she was serving me, then how could she have been on stage at the same time? It's absurd, surely.
Mark, are you sure you don't have anything to add?
Me? Nah, mate. But you're doing a great job. Thumbs up.
Well, in that case, this has been fun. But I have a lot of paperwork to catch up on, so if that's all...
No, it isn't! You can obfuscate and defame, but the people of Rome will never accept lies over the solid, trusted bedrock of our...
Enough! You summoned me here and obliged me to sit through this preposterous stunt without so much as offering me a glass of wine, and I am done.
I have not finished!
You have no facts, no evidence, just the vague recollections of a senile old man and a little boy's hunch.
How dare you!
Ever since I arrived in this unfortunate city, I have been perplexed, frustrated, frequently bored, and now... I have been insulted.
We have not.
I could have been a powerful ally to you. Do not make me an enemy. I leave Rome in the morning. I won't stay here to play scapegoat to your iniquity.
Well, Better luck next time, eh?
You know the worst thing about this?
Hmm? No. You really should have some breakfast.
The worst of it is that I'm actually right. Losing our bad hand or losing on a bluff, that I could take. But this...
Hey.
Hello, Octavia.
How'd it go?
Don't ask. I mean, what was Mark doing? He knew this was our best chance to get everything we need, and he threw it away.
Must have thought we were barking up the wrong tree.
But you saw the way that girl looked at the Queen. She's in her employ, all right, the liar.
Well, what did you think she'd say? Yes, that's my employer, the Queen of the Nile. Now you can get us a 2-for-1 deal with the executioner.
It's not over yet. I still have her in my cells.
Yes.
Not that she's much use. Even if I could extract a confession, the Queen would deny it.
Probably. It's best not to bother.
Oh, I may as well try, I suppose. Might get something incriminating out of her. I'll ask the torturer to apply the hot coals or the bees.
No!
Pardon?
I mean, let me talk to her. She knows me. What if she gives you evidence she works for Cleopatra? Something the Senate would accept.
Worth a shot, I suppose. All right, go and talk to her.
Thank you.
Well, that's all sorted then. If you've got a moment for some AOB, it's my birthday next month, as I said, and I was wondering if...
Lepidus?
Could I host my birthday party here, in your house? It wouldn't have to be a late one.
Lepidus! I'm trying to avert a national crisis, and you're waffling on about a stupid party!
Oh, it's only... Cleopatra's living in my house, and most of my money's tied up in this triumvirate business, so...
Of course. You can host your party here. Sorry for raising my voice.
Oh, not to worry. Frayed moods, eh? All a bit on edge. I'll draw up a guest list, shall I?
As you like.
Thanks, old man. I appreciate it.
All right, the prisoner's in here.
You're locking me in.
No, miss. I'm locking her in. You've got until the 10th hour.
What's the matter? Worried I might try and kill you too?
You're joking about this?
Why not? A sense of humour is all I've got left. So, your brother sent you down to get a confession?
It was the only way I could get in to see you.
Why would you want to?
Charmian, I'm reeling.
Oh, poor you.
I need to understand.
You knew what I was. I told you what I was. You didn't care.
I knew you were passing back little tidbits. What Gaius has for breakfast, how he ties his toga. I didn't think...
What? That the politics might affect your life in a real way?
Oh, piss off! I didn't expect you to try and murder my brother.
The two men who run your insane empire are very different. My queen was always going to ally with one and get rid of the other. This is real, Octavia. It's real people's lives. You write jokes about it. You must understand it on some level.
You used me.
And you knew. Look, this hand held the knife. It tried to kill your brother. But this is Cleopatra's hand.
You were the one who...
She sends me out. And my eyes are hers. She speaks through my lips.
Oh, it's pathetic. Stop hiding. We all choose what we do.
No, we don't all get to choose what we do. The only acts I achieved in my entire life that were truly free were the ones I took with you. Those were mine.
Charmian.
Don't!
I'm not going to hurt you.
Guard!
No!
I think our 10 minutes are up.
Charmian, you have to confess. If you don't, they'll torture you. They'll kill you.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Stop joking.
Stop telling me how to be and what to do. Cleopatra did a lot for me. I've betrayed her too often already. I'm not doing it again.
She's left you here to die.
So will you. Won't you? Goodbye.
What's up? Run out of conversation?
I guess so.
There's nothing we can do for her, madame.
She knew the risks. She failed. She disappointed me. The best we can hope for now is a quick death. But the Romans can be so very cruel. Come.
Cleo.
Mark. To what do I owe this?
Don't go.
What?
Don't leave Rome. We can make this work. Better than that, we can make it incredible.
You must have me confused with an idiot.
Can we talk?
Siddiqui, leave us.
My lady.
You could have dobbed me in back there. And I could have done the same for you. But we didn't. Why?
Self-preservation?
No, it's more than that. You and me, we're on the same level.
You flatter yourself. What possessed you to try and kill Gaius personally? But I assume that's why you were loitering around his bedroom.
I wanted to show you what I could do.
Mission accomplished.
I'm a soldier, Cleo. And a bloody good general. I know I'm not at my best with all the admin and planning. That's Gaius's line, all Fulvia's.
Okay. So, what happened?
Killing a sleeping man isn't the same as slaying an enemy in battle. I bottled it. Couldn't do it.
Well, you'd better learn. In politics, the battleground doesn't have edges. And no one wears colors to show which side they're on.
Stay. We'll work it out. This thing with Gaius is just a setback.
A setback?
Trust me.
Here's what I'll do. I'll delay my journey by one day. If by then you can bring me a deal worth my time, perhaps I'll decide we have something left to discuss after all. If not, I walk.
One day. That's all.
One day. Time to move fast, Mark. Your future may depend on it.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardot. This episode was written by Grace Knight, with additional editing and materials by David K. Barnes. It was edited by Lori Ann Davis, Annie Fitch, Catherine Seaton and Catherine Ranella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Lara Sawalha, Andy Seacombe, Beth Eyre, Sarah Lambie, and Sarah Aga. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.